Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. We've been talking about the issue of involuntary medication for psychiatric patients that have been hospitalized, usually against their will. But we wanted to also talk about another treatment model. For several years, the mental health community awaited, mostly eagerly, the opening of a Burlington facility called Soteria House. It's a place for people experiencing their first psychotic break and often people who don't want to go on medication. It's a very small group home setting. People typically stay for several months. And it's been open for about a year now, so we wanted to check in and see how it's going. Laura Sisson is a member of the Soteria Development Team at Pathways Vermont. Laura, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What's the actual mission of Soteria House?
So Soteria was developed to create a much requested and we think much needed alternative for individuals who are going through this first experience of what we commonly refer to as psychosis, who are looking for an alternate path. You know, up until this point, really, if someone has been going through this kind of experience and has really been experiencing a lot of distress or things are starting to break down, it seems that the only really route that people would end up in the hospital. And this creates a new path that hasn't really been available to people before as an option.
And why do you mostly work with first-time patients or people who have not had very many episodes of psychosis?
That's a question we get a lot. Why did we choose to sort of zero in on this population? Soteria is actually modeled after a program that ran in San Francisco in the 1970s through the early 80s of the same name. And this was the population that that program served as well. And it had some pretty good outcomes. So when we were working with the Department of Mental Health and the state legislature to advocate for the creation of this program, we had some history to look back to and sort of build a case upon. And we started there. If we had found that there weren't people who met that criteria, that we weren't going to be full, we were going to consider, you know, maybe expanding it. But we've been pretty much full up since early fall, a few months after opening.
But what is the reasoning? Is it that people who have had many, many bouts of psychosis may have different treatment needs or can't do it without medication? I mean, why the focus on first-timers?
Well, I think, you know, I'm actually myself someone who has lived experience with hospitalization and psychosis, and many people who are involved in the Soteria Project are as well. And I can tell you from my experience that the process at the very beginning versus a few years down the road, I was at a very different place. Also, there's a trend here in the United States and internationally and this idea of early intervention. So, you know, right when someone is having their first crisis, swooping in and providing this kind of support is, you know, it just seems to make sense.
You mentioned that you've had experience with mental health issues, and many of the people who are involved in Soteria are, and in fact, many of the people who staff Soteria House have had mental health issues of their own. It's sort of a peer support network rather than a traditional medical facility where the people helping patients might be doctors or nurses or hospital techs. So you actually are thinking of this more as sort of a community, intimate, peer-driven support system.
That's right. And I try to always, when I'm explaining what it means to be a peer-delivered service, I always think of peers as an approach to a relationship as opposed to a role. And it's a much more, I think, compassionate and interpersonally driven way of working with someone, you know, where you're not saying, I have the answers and I'm going to tell you what the answer is. You're sort of recognizing that somewhere within the person is the answer. And your role is to be open and transparent and to support someone as they're trying to navigate this experience and figure out what the answer is for them. And, you know, and being able to share a little bit about what that process looked like for you. We have in this environment the ability to be open and honest that I think in some other settings that's sort of looked down upon.
And there's room for, I think, just 5 people to live in Soteria, Vermont at a time, right? So it's designed to be intimate. And what does the treatment look like for people who are living at Soteria?
I think if you were to walk into the Soteria house, you would really find that it's no different than any other house on the block. It really is a shared living environment. There are no rooms that are off limit to residents. There is no real divide between what is a staff area and what is a resident area, though, of course, residents do have their own rooms, and those are private. And, you know, it's really hard. I think what kind of surprises people about Soteria when they ask about the programming is, you know, we don't have a schedule to show them where, okay, well, we have breakfast at 9 and then at 10:15 we do yoga, and at noon we have lunch, and in the afternoon we do some sort of activity. It's a very flexible and adaptive environment that's constantly changing to react, to respond to the needs of the community that's there at a time. You know, some people are at Soteria and they're working at the same time. So the house provides that kind of flexibility that most other programs aren't really able to provide.
You mentioned that since you opened about a year ago now, you've been pretty much full the whole time. How many people have you served?
We've served, I believe, 11 individuals.
And you don't have a waiting list, but you have more people who would like to be at Soteria House than you have room for?
We always are accepting applications, and I think that is in a sense so that we can know really what the demand for the service is. I think we've really only been keeping track of the number of referrals that we've had to turn down who were appropriate for Soteria. Seems like it would have been a good fit, but we didn't have any room. And since, I believe, September, we've had to turn down 6 or 7 individuals.
So that must be hard if you believe that early intervention with people who are experiencing a first-time psychotic break is essential, and this kind of support can be helpful. Those 6 or 7 people, I imagine, you think may have gone to a different kind of facility.
Yeah, and that's always, you know, it's hard to think about that and not feel really discouraged in some ways. But I think, you know, it's still pretty incredible that we have these 5 beds, that we have this opportunity. And hopefully, you know, if we're trying to our best to sort of collect information about what we're seeing, and maybe in a few years we can take that and make a case for a larger program or another, you know, setting.
I also want to make it clear, you don't exactly have a no medication mission. You do work with people who don't want to go on antipsychotics, but you also address the needs of people who would like to be taking medication. You're sort of medication neutral.
Yeah. I think it sort of got out there that Soteria equaled no meds, and that's not really the case. We have had residents who come in and are on medications. Some of them have really have stated a preference that they wanted to stay on them, and we are able to support them with that. We have both a psychiatrist and nurse practitioner who spend time at the house, as well as the regular core of staff. And also we've had people who came in on medications and were interested in having a conversation about making a change, and we're available for that too.
That's Laura Sisson from Pathways Vermont. She's been telling us a little bit about Soteria House in Burlington, where people experiencing a mental health crisis can go for help and recovery. It's a peer-supported network, and as Laura was just mentioning, medication-neutral, so many of the people who go don't want to take antipsychotics. Laura, I appreciate you telling us about the situation at Soteria. Thanks.
Thank you.